When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
In 2017, Deshaun Watson was on top of the world. The national championship-winning quarterback from Clemson had just become the 12th overall pick for the Houston Texans. By 2021, he had risen to stardom and signed the second largest contract in NFL history at $177 million. On the field, he was the epitome of a quarterback, but off, he was living a dark life. A lawsuit was filed by a Houston massage therapist accusing the NFL star of sexual assault, and by the time the smoke cleared, 25 other women would file. Welcome to Exposed, Scandalous Files of the Elite, the falling star that is Deshaun Watson. We're back with part two of the lawsuits and the craziness of the Deshaun Watson case. And before we get into this one, I do want to thank everyone again for sharing, loving the podcast. We are growing at a high rate, and that's due to all of you appreciating and loving the content. So thank you very much. Now, as I like to do here on Exposed, I want to jump right into it. And the last time we left you, we were on lawsuit number 6. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Before I get into lawsuit number 7, I want to play a clip for you. Now, in the clip you're about to hear, you're going to hear from Deshaun Watson himself. He was deposed on one of the lawsuits that I told you about in the first episode. So if you haven't heard the first episode, first of all, go back, listen to that. If you're all caught up, then you'll know where I'm coming from on this one. Now, in that first episode, I told you about a particular plaintiff that Deshaun Watson met at the Houstonian Hotel in Houston, Texas, and the situation surrounding that. Well, he was deposed on that particular lawsuit, and I have a clip here that I'm going to play for you in his own words of what transpired. You'll hear the attorney for a lady named Toy Garner. Here's that clip. It's a little longer in length than what I would normally play. It's about 10 minutes, but very important. I want you to listen to Deshaun Watson's attitude. So here's what that sounded like.
Had you ever exchanged any messages with her before you reached out to her in late 2020?
None that I know of, no sir.
So you follow Jay Malone, and you believe that Instagram was promoting Toy Garner's page?
The people in her social group. So you have stories, and that's where, I don't know exactly where I saw it, but that's where I saw it on Instagram.
So you think you saw a story that involved her?
Definitely possible.
Definitely possible. Okay. And you saw that, and then you reached out to her?
Yes, sir.
What did you want from her?
Just a massage.
Was she a massage therapist?
Yes, sir.
Licensed?
I'm not sure, sir.
Trained?
I'm not sure, sir.
Schooled?
I'm not sure, sir.
Experience?
I'm not sure, sir.
Recommendations?
I'm not sure, sir.
References?
I'm not sure, sir.
Did you know anything about her abilities as a massage therapist at all?
I just knew that she was a massage therapy.
Did you look at her pictures?
I saw the pictures.
How much time did you spend looking at her Instagram page before you reached out to her?
I'm not sure, sir. I don't have a time.
Did you find her attractive?
That wasn't my intention, sir.
I didn't ask you what your intentions were. We'll get to that in a minute.
Right.
I'm asking you whether you found her attractive.
I can't answer that. I have a girlfriend, so that wasn't my intention, sir.
Okay. So you can't answer that because you have a girlfriend?
Because that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for a massage therapist.
Can you explain why you reached out to her on Instagram rather than just using a therapist you'd used before?
Because I needed a massage therapy.
Okay, but you could have just used somebody you used before, right?
Yeah,
I could have. Yeah, you didn't, but you didn't, did you?
I did not.
You could have used the Texans, right?
Definitely possible.
But yep. You didn't, did you?
I did not.
You could have used the company that the Texans had contracted with, right?
It's possible.
But you didn't, did you?
Not at the time, I did not.
You could have used somebody that you had previously reached out to on Instagram before, right?
That's possible.
You could have used Miss Miller that we just talked about.
It's possible.
But you didn't, did you?
I did not.
Did you even ask her what her experience level was?
No, sir, that wasn't a priority.
Right. You didn't care, did you?
That wasn't a priority. I just wanted a massage.
You didn't care what her skill level was, correct?
That wasn't a priority.
You didn't care whether she was properly trained?
That wasn't my priority, sir.
You didn't care whether she might actually do something negative to your body, like hurt you in some way?
I wasn't thinking that, sir.
Right. Your priority was getting a massage from her.
Just getting a massage, yes, sir.
And you were very insistent upon that, weren't you?
I just wanted a massage, that's all.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, why were you so insistent on getting a massage from her?
I just wanted a massage, that's all.
Was it specifically from her that you were interested in?
I was just asking, trying to schedule a massage, that's all.
Were you in the process of contacting anybody else while you were contacting her?
I can't recall that. I don't know.
I mean, you could have, though, right?
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, you had that ability to do so, right?
It's possible.
Yeah. But you wanted to massage with her, right?
I just wanted a massage, sir.
Did you tell the Texans you were doing that?
No, sir.
Did you tell your trainer you were doing that?
No, sir.
Did you tell Mr. Ramirez you were doing that?
No, sir.
Mr. Easterby?
No, sir.
Did you even bother to check with the Texans to see if, at the times you were available, they had a massage therapist for you?
Not that I know of.
Did you ask her whether she had a place for a massage?
I asked her where if she had a place, yes.
Tell me about that.
I just asked her where the location would be at.
And what was that location she suggested?
We were at her parents' house.
Did you suggest any other place?
I can't remember.
Did you suggest the Houstonian?
It's possible.
Did you have a place at the Houstonian that y'all could have done that?
I had a place there.
How did you get that?
Through the Texans.
Through Mr. Ramirez?
No, through the Texans.
Through Mr. Easterby?
through whoever that runs that stuff. I don't know exactly which person got that stuff down.
It wasn't under your name, though, was it?
It was not.
Do you know why that she did not go to Houstonian?
I have no idea, sir.
You don't remember her telling you that she wasn't going to go to a hotel room with you?
I don't remember that, sir.
Okay. But you do know that you instead went all the way out to Pearland to meet her for a massage, right?
Correct, sir.
And you made sure, before you drove that doggone far, that it was going to be private, right?
Yes, sir.
You didn't want anybody else there, did you?
I just knew that I wanted my privacy, that's all.
Did you make sure through Miss Garner that nobody would be there?
I'm not sure, but that's all I asked was a location and if it was privacy.
Okay, and what did you mean by it was privacy?
That we can get in, do our business, and get out.
What business was that?
Massage therapy.
Okay. I mean, this is another one of those situations with regard to Miss Garner that you don't have any of the messages, right?
Not on me, no, sir.
Yeah. Well, you don't have them at all.
Not on me, no, sir.
Well, do you have... Okay, they're not on you. I get that. Do you have them at all?
I don't know, sir.
Okay. Did you delete them?
I got a new phone, so...
Okay, what about the direct messages on Instagram? Did you delete those?
Yeah, they're probably no longer in my inbox.
Yeah, so do you recall at what point in time you got rid of the messages with her?
I don't exactly know exactly the time.
So with regard to producing communications between yourself and Toy Garner, your best recollection is sometime after our interaction, I deleted those, but I don't know when.
Correct.
Did you tell the Texans that you were going to Pearland to get a massage in somebody's mother's house who was in training?
I didn't tell the Texans anything, sir.
I guess I just got to know. How did you know that it was going to be safe for you to go all the way to Pearland to meet somebody you'd never actually met in person at a house you'd never been in to get a massage?
I didn't know that, sir.
It's pretty risky to go to some place you've never been before to have somebody you didn't really know, you didn't know anything about their skill level, to give you a massage.
Correct.
But you wanted that massage, didn't you?
I wanted the massage, yes, sir.
So in this instance, you were bringing your own towel.
Yes, sir.
So you I'm just trying to figure out, you brought a medium towel from wherever you were all the way to Manville, Texas, to some lady's mother's house that you'd never been to before for a massage.
Right.
You don't think that's a little bit strange?
Can be, but I mean, we're just communicating, so.
I mean, seriously, Sean, you don't think that's just a little bit weird?
I'm serious too, sir.
Well, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just trying to figure out. Do you think that's a little bit weird?
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. So you, a woman you'd never met in person, who wasn't a licensed massage therapist, you drove all the way to Manville, brought your own towel, and you think that's, is that how you do your business?
That's how we did the massage therapy session.
What did he testify to?
And he brought an NDA.
Yes, sir.
You said, I'm a little early, dude, just let me know when I can come.
Right.
What, were you just sitting in the street, just sitting there waiting?
I don't remember exactly where I was, probably a gas station or up the road.
So somewhere nearby?
Probably so,
sitting in your car?
Like I said, probably somewhere at the gas. I don't know exactly where I was.
With your towel?
That's how you want to make it seem.
No, I'm just asking.
You
were sitting there in your car in Manville with your towel and your NDA waiting for, right?
I guess if you make it seem that way, yes, sir.
That's what it was.
It was in the car, so I don't know where it was. It could have been in the trunk. It could have been in the back seat.
Did she ever do another session with you?
No, not that I recall. No, sir.
Did she, in fact, tell you that she wouldn't be able to do another session with you that day?
No, she never did. That's why I was trying to figure out.
She says, sorry, I won't be able to make it. I'm still with my realtor.
Right.
Right? See that right there at
306?
And then the next day, you texted her, right?
I did.
You said, shaking my head.
Right.
Why'd you text her that?
Because we had something booked, and then let's say, you know, it wasn't booked.
And then at two hours and 40 minutes later, you said today to make up yesterday.
Right.
Because she hadn't done it the day before.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a session booked.
And then 2 days later, you texted her again.
Correct.
Are you free today? She didn't respond to that either.
Right.
And then 4 days later, you texted her again, hello.
Correct.
She didn't respond to that either.
Correct.
And then the next day, you texted her again, if you're free today, let me know. And she didn't respond to that either.
Right.
And then 7 days later, 4 days later, November 22nd, can we work in the morning? See that?
I see that.
She didn't respond to that.
Right.
And then you finally texted her on November 29th. Are we not working no more?
Right.
She never responded to that either, did she?
Correct.
Seven different texts over a 18-day period. She didn't respond to any of them, right?
Right.
You know why?
I have no idea.
She was upset with you, right?
I don't know.
Well, did you ask, like, hey, why aren't you responding to my texts?
She didn't respond, so there was no clarity of that.
Did you ever pick up the phone and call her?
I did not.
Did you ever get any clarity why she wasn't responding to you?
No, sir.
Did you ever get any clarity when you received her lawsuit?
Then.
Now, this is the stuff that pisses me off, y'all. This guy, arrogant attitude, he's been charged with multiple, over 20 lawsuits at this point, and all for pretty much the same thing. And he's just got this arrogant attitude about it. Not only that, but do you notice that he won't leave the girls alone? This girl quit contacting him altogether. He texted her several days in a row, as you've heard in that clip. So for people out there that say, well, these girls could have been making that up, he wouldn't leave them alone. This is a guy with hundreds of millions of dollars. If many of these girls would have just been at it for the money, they would have texted him back. Obviously, some shit went down if they just totally quit communicating with a guy that is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Gather your own thoughts on that, but that's mine. So we'll go into lawsuit number 7. Now, this plaintiff owns and operates her own fitness company. She's a single mom, and she markets her business through Instagram, which is, you know, this Sean Watson's typical way of meeting these women. And she was in business for about 3 years when this particular incident happened. So Deshaun Watson made contact on Instagram. He direct messaged this plaintiff. And she routinely provided her services at a salon in Houston, Texas, where she actually rents out a room. Very similar to what hairdressers would do when they rent booths. In this particular case, it was a room for massage. And like many of the plaintiffs, she had never worked with any athletes from the Texans organization. Also, like many of them, although she found it strange he would reach out to her, she was more than happy to provide services because of Deshaun Watson's obvious stardom. So Deshaun Watson schedules a session to take place at a salon in Houston, and this was on September 24th of 2020. And before the session started, she walks out of the room to let Watson get undressed. When she returns, Watson is laying on his stomach on the table, and only part of his body was covered with his ass by a small towel. The plaintiff found this to be strange, and she starts the session. She's working on Watson's neck and back. Watson began to aggressively dictate how he wanted the session to go. He wanted her to concentrate on his growing area. He then flips over on his back, and the towel is only covering his penis. This is a real small towel, right? Watson states several times he wanted to remove the towel so he could be completely naked. And then he asked the plaintiff if he could be naked. He even asked her if it was okay if he got aroused. The plaintiff tells Watson to cover himself while she attempted to keep everything professional. Now, at some point during this session, he just gets aroused. He gets a full erection. And Watson continues to move his body in a way that would cause the penis to touch her hand. This is his MO, right? This is what he's done to many other ladies, as we told you in episode one. So lying on the table on his back, Watson then ejaculates. She stops the session and the plaintiff leaves the room. He gets dressed and leaves. In lawsuit number 8, the plaintiff actually offers body work and stretch therapy services in Houston, Texas. Now, she was taking classes. She wanted to be a licensed massage therapist one day. She also marketed her business through Instagram, etc. So Watson made contact with the plaintiff initially in June of 2020, and he books a massage through her manager. And the plaintiff's manager brings her to the hotel where Watson was staying. Now, this was the first time that this plaintiff had performed a massage away from the spa. When the plaintiff got to the hotel, she set up a table and she told Watson to let her know when he was ready. She then steps outside the room to wait for him to undress and wrap himself in a towel. A few seconds later, he indicates that he's ready. The plaintiff re-enters the room and Watson was laying face down on the table with the towel draped on his lower body. She asked him, "What kind of massage do you want?" And he says he wants a Swedish massage. The plaintiff sets a timer and begins oiling his body for the massage. She starts on his back and Watson stops her and he tells her that he doesn't need his back massaged. He says he wants her to massage his quads. She agrees and starts massaging the back of his quads for about 10 minutes. He then asked her if she could massage his inner thighs, and she said sure, and she starts doing that. And it wasn't too long later that he asked her to go deeper. He starts moving his lower body in a circular motion, and she asked him to stop moving and just lay still. Watson turns over and starts staring at the plaintiff, and he starts making comments on her body. She gets uncomfortable, but she ignores these advances. So shortly after that, Watson asks for his chest to be massaged, and she does so. Now, to her absolute shock, Watson starts groping her butt and her vagina, and then he pushes her butt into his face. The plaintiff slaps the piss out of Watson, and she asked him what he was doing. He says, "I thought you liked that." The plaintiff tells him she doesn't like it, and he apologizes. Watson then tells the plaintiff that he wanted her to remove the oil on his lower abdomen because he had to go to practice, so she brings out a towel to wipe the oil off, but Watson requests she use her hands instead to wipe it off. She's still nervous. She's like, whatever. She starts wiping the oil off. He starts using his penis to touch her hand. She gets totally mortified, so she uses the towel to cover Watson's private area, and she continues wiping off the oil with her hands. Soon after, she notices a slimy substance on her hand, but she did not recognize it. Watson told the plaintiff that he had to leave and only paid $100 instead of the $300 that she charges. When the plaintiff asked the manager why she was not paid the full price, she was told Watson said the plaintiff had not given him what he wanted.
Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
My allergies are throwing my whole morning off. Do I sound different to you?
I love it. You sound like, it's that time of year there, bro.
I sound different to me. I feel like I'm in a submarine.
Yeah, well, have you tried AstroPro? It's faster, bro. Oh. Right? AstroPro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. AstroPro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Hey, I use this, and you should too, Jim. Last weekend, I planted my garden, and it's that time of the year, and my allergies really kicked up with it, right? I use AstroPro every time my nasal allergies flare up, and I'm always amazed at how fast I'm back in the game, down on those rows, playing my stuff.
Get fast, acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. AstroProAllergy.com. It's faster, bro. Uses directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
AstroPro and go.
It's springtime, boys. The grass is green, the birds are chirping, and the kids will be out of school soon. That makes it the perfect time to plan a family vacation. And we know from the stories we cover that this is not exactly the time to take the family to the Caribbean. You don't want to end up in the middle of some cartel drug shootout. So this year, it's time to take an international journey. And of course, a big international trip is just one reason to learn a new language with Rosetta Stone. You might have a different one. Maybe you want to connect with family or friends living overseas. Maybe you want to acquire a new skill for work or better understand a certain culture. Rosetta Stone has helped me have fun with my mother and at least have partial conversations in Italian after only a few lessons.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and many more. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. Intuitive process, you pick up a language naturally. Designed for long-term retention. Speech recognition, the true accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Rosetta Stone is convenient and an amazing value.
That's right, Woody. A lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Real Life Real Crime and Daily Show listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Sayonara.
Now, I'll leave it up to you to figure out the sticky substance. On August 17th, 2020, he reaches out to the same plaintiff again on Instagram, and he says he wants another massage. Now, the plaintiff didn't realize that Watson was a returning client. So prior to that scheduled session, Watson asked the plaintiff to come dressed, in his words, chill and comfortable. The massage was scheduled, and it was actually the same day he reached out. It was at 7 o'clock at the plaintiff's place of work in Houston. And Watson asked the plaintiff if anyone else was at the spa, and the plaintiff said that it was basically empty. She didn't really think anything of it, but it was kind of out of the ordinary to her. And when Watson arrives at that spa, the plaintiff realizes it was the same man who had harassed her earlier in the year. She tells Watson that his behavior last time was inappropriate. She informs Watson at that point that she was a lesbian and she wasn't interested in him or any other guy for that matter. And Watson agreed not to be inappropriate again. So she starts the massage, and Watson tells her that he only wanted his lower body massaged. So the plaintiff starts off massaging the back of Watson's quads. Watson insists she go higher, closer to his butt cheeks. She goes higher, but Watson still wasn't satisfied, and he says to go even higher. The plaintiff, she gets confused. She doesn't really understand what he's getting at. But she assumed he wanted his back massaged, so she starts massaging his back. He then grabs her hands and places them on his butt and moves them around in a circular motion. Watson asks the plaintiff to use more oil and that he puts the plaintiff's fingers inside his anus. The plaintiff, she's shocked. Watson tells the plaintiff, "I can tell you are a lesbian because you're so good with your hands." She becomes irritated and uncomfortable, but her manager was kind of pissed at her because she only got $100 the first time. She remembers that, so she continues on. The plaintiff then tells Watson to lay on his back, and that was when Watson becomes really aggressive, y'all. He starts commenting on the plaintiff's body. He then pulls the plaintiff towards him and he says, I want to come. She tells Watson she doesn't do those kind of services. This is the wrong spa. And Watson responded saying he receives that kind of treatment at the spas where he usually gets his massages. He then tells her the other therapists make him come. Watson continued harassing the plaintiff and asked her to kiss him and suck his chest. Watson asked the plaintiff if she was really a lesbian. She's ignoring this. She's freaked out. And she tells him, stop acting like a pervert. At this point, she's totally embarrassed. She's humiliated, but she didn't want to lose her job. The manager of the spa was apparently putting a lot of pressure on her. She just wanted Watson to leave. She continues massaging his chest. He exposes himself and tells the plaintiff to massage his penis area. She declines and she takes the towel and covers his penis. Watson asks why she didn't want to touch it. He then asks her to perform oral sex on him and to pretend he was a woman since she had never been with a man before. His words. Watson became even more aggressive and he forces the plaintiff's mouth onto his penis. Watson told her there's a first time for everything. The plaintiff was so scared and distraught. She was sweating. She was nervous. And remember, y'all, she's alone at that spa. Watson then proceeds to wrap his legs around her neck and told her to kiss him and spit on his penis. She declines and releases her head. Watson went even further. He starts masturbating in front of the plaintiff and ejaculates shortly after. That's probably the worst one I've told you about so far. All right, we're going to continue on with lawsuit number 9. And in this situation, the plaintiff was a licensed massage therapist who owned her own massage therapy business. And this was in Sandy Springs, Georgia. She was a single mom of 2 kids and marketed her business through Instagram. Now, Watson and the plaintiff first made contact on Instagram on March 3rd of 2021. He messaged her and he said he was interested in a $55 discount massage the plaintiff was offering that day by promoting through Instagram. Now, the plaintiff routinely provides her massage services from her office. So Watson checked her online schedule and found she was fully booked for the day. He informs the plaintiff via message that her schedule was booked and she offered to massage him the next day at the same rate of $55 off. Watson asked that the plaintiff come to a location in a suburb of Atlanta, Georgia for that massage. That was on March 4th of 2021. Now, typically the plaintiff did not provide mobile services, but in this situation, hey, Watson's good for business, right? So she agreed to go ahead and do that. He doesn't provide the address, but he tells her that he had a table and asked if she had sheets. She told him she did. And then about 9 o'clock that evening, Watson reaches out to the plaintiff about that session. And she said, hey man, it's 9 o'clock at night. And I'm kind of uncomfortable about meeting you this late. And he said, okay, we'll reschedule for the next day and we'll do it at your office. So the next day he asked the plaintiff if her suite was private. She said yes. And he told her he preferred to enter the building through the back door. When Watson arrives, she meets him at the back door and she leads him into her office suite. Now, Watson did not want to fill out any paperwork. Typically with massage sessions, they'll have you fill out something saying, hey, do you feel pain here? Where should we, you know, focus on working on? He didn't want to fill out any of that. He also informs the plaintiff that he only wanted a Swedish massage and not a sports massage. He also tells the plaintiff, do not use your knuckles or elbows, and he tells her to use gliding motions with her hands. Now, as the patient was preparing to leave the room for Watson to get undressed, he gets naked immediately and lays on the massage table before she could say anything. She's confused about this, but she proceeds to cover him up with a blanket and sheets. Watson tells the plaintiff he did not want a blanket because he gets hot easily. Says that all the time, right? So the plaintiff put away the blanket, draped Watson with the sheets alone, and began to massage. When the plaintiff got to Watson's glute area, he asked her to remove the sheet and get into his glutes. The plaintiff tells Watson that she preferred to massage glutes through the sheets to give more traction and that she did not allow clients to lay on her bed naked. As she continues the massage, Watson gets even more specific and he asks the plaintiff to go deeper and use oils in his glutes. The plaintiff gets uncomfortable, but she still wanted to give Watson the benefit of the doubt. Lady need money, right? She obtains permission from Watson to use her elbows to massage his glutes. Now, shortly after, the plaintiff tells Watson to flip over so that she could work on his legs in the front. Watson tells her he did not want that, and he instead directs her to massage his growing area and testicles. She refused. At this point, Watson starts removing the draping, exposing his penis to the plaintiff. Now, the plaintiff, she grows more uncomfortable. She tries to cover him up, and as the plaintiff was covering him up, Watson proceeds to put his penis in her hand. The plaintiff, she's shocked. She immediately moves away. Eventually, Watson realizes the plaintiff was not going to entertain his advances, so he gets dressed, pays her, and leaves. Lawsuit number 10. This plaintiff is a licensed esthetician who owns and operates her skincare business in Houston. She markets it through Instagram, as is typical. Now, in this situation, the plaintiff and Watson meet at her spa at 1 o'clock, the same day he schedules the appointment, and she brings a towel for Watson to change into, but he requests something smaller. As a matter of fact, he was specific. He said, "Do you have a hand towel?" The plaintiff thought it was unusual, but she obliged. She thought she may seem unprofessional if she argued with him about it. And the plaintiff gives Watson the hand towel and leaves the room so he can get undressed. Now, when she returns to the room, Watson was on the table, face down, completely naked, except for that small hand towel that covered his butt. Watson tells the plaintiff that he only wanted her to work on his glutes, growing, and hamstrings. Watson tells the plaintiff not to use her elbows and not to apply pressure and started to aggressively dictate that session. She starts working on his butt, and after 30 minutes, Watson tells the plaintiff to go deeper into his butt. So she reluctantly obliged. Watson then told the plaintiff to work on the crevices of his testicles and butt, and again, she reluctantly obliged and did so for about an hour. After this, Watson turned over on his back. The plaintiff noticed the towel had fell on the floor and Watson was erect. Watson instructs her to pick up the towel. Watson then tells her to get close to his penis. The plaintiff gets uncomfortable, but again, she's nervous. So she obliges. She starts working on his growing area. Watson at this point was fully erect and repeatedly touched plaintiff's hand with his penis. So the plaintiff, she's shocked, she's frightened. She knew that he visited a lot of massage therapists and just thought it was normal for him. She didn't want to appear unprofessional. It wasn't long after Watson ejaculates. He then tells her he wants to come in weekly for the same service. She didn't understand what happened. She was kind of embarrassed, confused. She even told her mother about this particular confrontation. Lawsuit number 11, a licensed massage therapist who owned her own business in Houston, Texas. She also marketed her business through Instagram, and she was married at the time of the incident. She had been in business for a number of years. He called and she was excited to schedule a massage. Now, prior to that massage, he kept insisting the massage be private and asked several times if anyone else would be around during the massage. She figured this guy's a celebrity and this is probably normal behavior. It didn't really raise a red flag with her. Watson asked for certain areas be worked, like his glute and his inner thighs. Seemed normal to her, possibly for someone that's an athlete. So she said, that's fine, no problem. The plaintiff also explained to Watson she had certain tools that she used for the massage. Watson flat says no, and he stressed he wanted her to use her hands. He said he wanted a Swedish massage, and Watson asked if draping was necessary or if he could just use a small towel. The plaintiff then said draping was absolutely necessary and that he would need to be covered the entire time. So they decide on a location, and the massage was scheduled to take place in Houston, Texas on January 21st of 2021. When that massage started, Watson was laying face down on his stomach. As the plaintiff massaged him, Watson asked if they could take the draping off since he gets hot. The plaintiff said they could move the draping off his legs and arms, but he would still need to be covered for the most part. The plaintiff starts to massage Watson's leg, and Watson asked if that was as high as she could go or she could go higher toward his groin. The plaintiff explained that when Watson flipped over onto his back, that she could go higher in between his abdomen and thigh. When Watson flipped over, she starts massaging his abdomen. Watson again asked if that's as high as the plaintiff could go. At that point, the plaintiff took a step back and made it clear to Watson that this massage was strictly professional, and as long as nothing sexual was going on, she would continue. Watson said it was no problem, and so the plaintiff continued. However, Watson then exposed himself after a few minutes. The plaintiff was uncomfortable and quickly put the draping back on Watson and thought maybe it was an innocent mistake. Watson kept asking her to rub the front of his hip. Watson then wanted the plaintiff to massage his inner thigh, go up to his pelvis, etc. The plaintiff declines all this, and he says, "I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to do." Kind of with an attitude. So they quickly end the massage. Watson gets up. He leaves. So y'all, that was 11 lawsuits that I just covered with you between the last episode and this one. There are actually 15 more to my account. I'm not going to read all of them because it gets a little repetitive. Look, it's the same shit every time. Just know that. But I do want to read the most recent one to you, and that'll be the last one that I cover. And this one was actually filed May 31st of 2022. Plaintiff is a professionally licensed cosmetologist. She's a single mother who worked in Houston. The plaintiff had three encounters with Watson. The first was on June 7th of 2020, the second on August 24th of 2020, and the last session in August or early September of 2020. Watson's behavior, as you would expect, grew worse during every massage. The plaintiff is a licensed professional, and she never had any issues prior to this. So Watson reaches out to her via direct message on Instagram at 3 a.m. on June 7th of 2020, and he asked about a massage. He stated that he had heard about her because of a promotional video the plaintiff posted on her page. She told the owner of the spa and her boss that it was Deshaun Watson wanting the massage. So the owner agrees to open the salon on a Sunday just for him. So they get together on scheduling that massage. And Watson insists no one be around. He brings his own towel, etc. And he described what he was looking for in a phone conversation he had with this particular plaintiff. He said he wanted to discuss focus points. He was adamant that it be on his glutes. Now, during the first massage session, things became weird. Watson kept demanding the plaintiff go inside his anus. He did not want her to massage any part of his body, only his groin and his butt. The plaintiff was extremely confused by this request. It's not something she had ever done before with a professional massage, but the plaintiff tried to avoid the situation going around his ass, but he was adamant she go inside his anus. He would say, "Don't be afraid to go inside." So the massage ends, and the plaintiff immediately tells her boss what happened. She was sitting outside in the waiting area, and she told her boss that Watson kept trying to make her go inside his butthole. So he reaches out to her again, and just like the first time, he didn't want the spa to be crowded. He didn't want people around. He mentioned that he didn't even want her boss to be present at this one. He also asked the plaintiff to wear a sundress to the massage. The plaintiff ignores this request, and she wears professional attire, scrubs. The plaintiff and Watson agree to schedule that second session on August 24th of 2020, and he again asked the plaintiff if the spa will be packed and asked to go through the back door of the salon. His behavior escalates during the second session. He would try to grab the plaintiff's butt and would brush up against her butt, trying to make it look like an accident. The plaintiff pushed his hand away from her. Every time she did that, Watson would say, "What?" Watson knew the plaintiff was uncomfortable. He kept asking her if she wanted his penis in her mouth. The plaintiff was feeling uncomfortable, but she wanted to stay professional. She didn't want to cause any conflict. He was much bigger and stronger than her, and they were alone in a room. She was deathly afraid, in her words, of what he would do if she said no. She also knew that her boss was very proud to have Watson as a client, and her boss actually emphasized to the plaintiff that she needed to keep him happy. She felt kind of trapped. Watson eventually had an erection with pre-cum oozing out of his penis and dripping onto his stomach. Watson kept telling the plaintiff to touch the cum and kept trying to get her to touch it. The plaintiff recalls the experience as being the most uncomfortable experience of her life. She cuts the session short by 15 minutes and she resolved to avoid Watson in the future, but Watson came back. The plaintiff did not want to do the third massage. However, she could not refuse Watson as a client because of her boss basically threatening to fire her. By the last session, Watson was done with any niceties or hiding what he really wanted. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more health issues with the dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health. What she discovered is that the way many dog foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true for many premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw huge transformations in their health. She's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their dog's health. Now, my dog, Phoebe, is the queen of our house, and I can tell you that her health is extremely important to us. She is a part of our family. I watched the video, y'all, and I was amazed by the things I didn't know that could impact your dog's health. This 20-minute video is packed full of tips that I've already started with my dog, Phoebe. I'm noticing more energy, healthier skin and coat. If you want to keep your dog healthy and happy, go to badlandsfood.com/RLRC and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/RLRC. Hey, y'all. My wife's biggest struggle this past year was fighting the symptoms associated with menopause: hot flashes, mild mood swings, and sleeplessness. She had them all until she tried Hormone Harmony. She was amazed at how much Hormone Harmony reduced her symptoms and supported her mood and her general well-being. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code RLRC for 15% off today. The plaintiff told Watson she was going to leave the room to give him the opportunity to undress and get under the covers. Watson told the plaintiff he was not going to put on any draping. He also told her she did not need to leave the room. He takes his pants off, gets completely naked in front of her, gets on the massage table, and refuses to cover himself. So the plaintiff tries to massage his legs. He becomes aggressive and demands she only massage his ass and made her massage that area. He repeatedly requests the plaintiff have sex with him. He told the plaintiff he had a condom in his bag. He touched the plaintiff in between her legs, forcing her to have to massage him from a distance to avoid him groping her. When the massage was over, she decided to quit her job at the salon. Good for her. Now, the very first person to go public after all these lawsuits were filed 3 years ago held a press conference with her attorney recounting why she specifically brought these allegations against Deshaun Watson. So here's the clip from that press conference, and I want you to listen to the emotion in this lady's voice.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ashley Solis. Remember that name? I hope every woman or man out there who is a survivor hears my story. And I hope my story gives them courage to speak out. It has taken me a long time to get to this point, to come out publicly and speak my truth. I know a lot of you are probably wondering who I was or if I even existed. I was afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. And I do exist. I'm here to take back the power and take back control. I am a survivor of assault and harassment. Deshaun Watson is my assaulter and my harasser. Deshaun Watson assaulted and harassed me on March 30th, 2020, in my own home, doing what I love most, massage therapy. I am a licensed massage therapist. Now that that profession that I love so much has been forever tainted. I'm deeply saddened, but not surprised to see so much victim blaming in the press and by online commenters. And they have absolutely no idea what I'm going through or what happened to me. No idea. This incident has impacted me in many ways, and those ways are hard to describe. I feel a range of emotions, guilt, embarrassment, shame, courage, anger, sadness, and numbness. Some days I feel like a hero. Other days I feel like a failure. I replay the incident over and over in my head as if I'm trying to wake up from some horrible nightmare. Only that nightmare is real. I blame myself at times, which is insane. Society has groomed women to believe that it's their fault when they're harassed or assaulted. As if somehow we asked for it, or as if somehow we could have prevented it. I can no longer practice the profession that I love the most without shaking during a session. My hands shake whenever I place them on a client, and I've had to cut the session short. If you only knew how heartbreaking that is to me. I got into massage therapy to heal people. To heal their minds and bodies. To bring peace to their souls. Deshaun Watson has robbed me of that. He took that away from me. He tainted a profession in which I take enormous pride. Flashes of Watson's face rush to me in the moment. I think of his penis touching me, which sends me into a tailspin. I suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. I'm in counseling as a result of Deshaun Watson's actions. I hope he knows how much pain he's inflicted on me emotionally and physically. And I hope he knows how much pain he's inflicted on these other survivors. My father, who was once a diehard Texans fan, can no longer mention his name without turning red, seething with disappointment. I think that that's the most heartbreaking aspect of it all. We were all deceived into thinking Deshaun Watson was a good guy. And unfortunately, we know that good guys can do terrible things. This incident is a part of me, but it's not all of me. I would not let Deshaun Watson define who I am. I would not let him win. He needs to be held accountable for his actions. I would not let him take my power away. I am stronger now, and I know who I am. People say that I'm doing this just for money. That is false. I come forward now so that Deshaun Watson does not assault another woman. And I come forward now in the hopes that no other human being will assault another in the future. I want to prevent this type of conduct. I come forward now to bring change in our society. I am seeking justice, not just on behalf of myself, but for all survivors.
So Ashley Solis, she had her guns blazing after that. And if the allegations were true, rightfully so. A short time later, she went on Bryant Gumbel's Real Sports on HBO, and she discussed her experience in detail. And here's that clip.
He ends up exposing himself, and I hurried up and covered him with the towel. And he said, "Oh, you don't have to worry about the towel." And I said, "Yes, I do." He requested that I work on his abdomen. But the moment I went above his navel, he told me he didn't want me to work there. He wanted me to work lower. He just kept directing me to go lower and don't be scared. You can go in there. Like, and I just started really freezing up at this point. Like a wave just took over my body. I felt so hot. I was sweating. It was getting more and more clear that this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought the session was going to be. As I'm working, he deliberately grabs himself and put his penis on my hand. And I pulled my hand away instantly and I started crying. And I told him that I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
So after all these civil lawsuits coming to light and the details I told you of what would end up being less than half of the total lawsuits filed, you may wonder, what about criminal charges? Yep. As a matter of fact, 10 of the women filed criminal charges against Watson in addition to all those civil charges. Now, at this time, Watson's life was pretty much falling apart. On April 7th of 2021, Nike suspended its endorsement deal with Watson. And y'all, this was a big, lucrative deal. The Houston Texans, who he was already at odds with, they were applying pressure. They were really close to trading Watson to the Dolphins, and all of that fell apart as those allegations kept coming. So Watson does just what you think he would do. He hires one of the best criminal attorneys in the country, a guy by the name of Rusty Hardin, to defend him. So prosecutors in Houston actually bring two separate cases to a grand jury for criminal charges. And in the first, they get 9 no bills. And in the second, they also get a no bill. So two times that grand jury was sequestered and nothing happens. Now, let me explain to y'all real quick how grand juries work. They meet in secret. Sometimes someone is arrested. It gets brought to a grand jury. And if the grand jury doesn't feel like the prosecutor has enough evidence to get a conviction, they'll find what's called as a no bill. If they think there is enough evidence there to get a conviction, they find what's called a true bill. So they didn't arrest Deshaun Watson first. They brought it to the grand jury and said, "Do you think there's enough evidence for a conviction in this case or in all these cases?" And the answer was no, according to that grand jury. So that's right, y'all. No criminal charges. This seems absolutely crazy to me. In the cases I told you about, don't they all seem oddly similar? So many women said he felt hot. So many women said he brought his own towel. So many mentioned he would touch his penis on their hand. Yet these women were from various parts of the country. They didn't know each other in most cases, and most had never communicated prior to telling their particular story. Now, what I'm about to play for you, you're not going to believe. This is his attorney, Rusty Hardin, speaking on why he felt the criminal charges were not warranted. And this was on Sportsnet Houston's radio show. Listen to this clip.
I don't know how many men are out there now that have had a massage that perhaps occasionally there was a happy ending. All right? Maybe there's nobody in your listening audience that ever happened to. I do want to point out, if it has happened, it's not a crime, okay? Unless you are paying somebody extra or so to give you some type of sexual activity, it's not a crime. And so at the end of the day, that's another thing that would affect conduct. Doing something or saying something or being a way that makes you uncomfortable is not a crime. And so we've had two grand juries find that, and nobody seems to want to listen.
Just wow. That's about all I can say on that. Now, what do you think happened the very day he got cleared of any criminal charges? With all those other teams knowing the Texans were looking to get him out of Houston, well, they went nuts. Almost every NFL team wanted Watson. In their mind, he was cleared criminally. He didn't do it, right? I mean, who cares about civil charges? Disgusting, if you ask me. So, in March of 2022, he gets traded to the Cleveland Browns, complete with a brand new contract for $230 million, all guaranteed over 5 years. He actually got a $48 million raise over what he was paid with the Texans. All this with those civil suits still lingering. Until June of 2022, when he settles all but one of the lawsuits. The terms are sealed, but an innocent man, in my opinion, does not settle lawsuits where there are these type of charges. This is sexual allegations. A man who didn't do it, it's hard for me to believe he's just going to settle these and let them walk away. You got the money to fight them, so fight them. No way he settles those if he were innocent. That's my thoughts and my opinion, but what do you think? And before you say, well, maybe he had to pay 10 or 20 grand or even 50 grand each for a man that had that many millions, that's not a whole lot of money. Maybe the time involved would cost him more. Well, think again. It's estimated, and it was leaked, that each of the 24 cases he settled were for $1.5 million to $2.5 million each. Meaning the cost to settle came somewhere in the neighborhood of a total of around $50 million. You don't settle for that much money, no matter how much money you have, unless you're guilty. Now, again, that's my thoughts. In my opinion, it's alleged in all these suits. Now, the NFL, in an effort to save face, actually says, we will make sure we punish him. And in August of 2022, they release the following statement of punishment. This is directly from the NFL. Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns is suspended without pay for the first 11 games of 2022's regular season and fined $5 million for violations of the NFL's personal conduct policy. In addition, Watson will promptly undergo a professional evaluation by behavioral experts and will follow their treatment program. The announcement comes after an agreement reached by the NFL and the NFLPA and concludes the disciplinary process. Watson's fine and contributions from the NFL and the Browns of $1 million each will create a fund of $7 million. This fund will support the work of nonprofit organizations across the country that educate young people on healthy relationships, promote education and prevention of sexual misconduct and assault, support survivors and related causes. On August 1st, Judge Sue Robinson, the independent disciplinary officer jointly appointed by the NFL and NFLPA, found Watson violated the NFL's personal conduct policy on multiple occasions. She suspended him for 6 games. Today's announcement concludes the process, and there will be no designee ruling or additional legal steps. Watson's suspension will take effect at the final roster cutdown, and he will be eligible for reinstatement on November 28th, that from the NFL. It ended up being about $5 million that cost him. So let's talk about that. $5 million of that $230 million. Son of a bitch. That's like finding someone $5 that has $10,000. Insane. In my opinion, that this guy is even allowed back in the NFL. Now, in August of 2022, Watson actually apologized for the very first time to the women who accused him of sexual assault and misconduct. He said, "I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all of the women I've impacted in this situation." That was in an interview with Cleveland News 5. "The decisions I made in my life put me in this position. I would definitely like to have it back, but I want to continue moving forward and grow and learn and show I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward." Now, that public apology, that was kind of a departure from his previous interviews where he stated he had no regrets, said that several times. So, on December 4th of 2022, Watson makes his return to the NFL. When the Cleveland Browns play, yep, you guessed it, his former team, the Houston Texans. It had been 700 days since he last played in a regular season professional football game. He was booed as he took the field at Houston's NRG Stadium. And prior to the game, Houston attorney Busby said that at least 10 of Watson's accusers planned to attend that game. He said they thought it important to make it clear they are still here and they matter. I was proud of them for that. He said, "I would never encourage any of them to attend. Some never want to hear Watson's name again. Others have put it in the past. Some are still angry. Others are defiant. Makes me proud they want to stand up to be counted rather than quietly go away." And though Watson helped the Browns to a victory in his first game back, the team finished the 2022 season without making the playoffs.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm going to tell y'all about some maybe little known facts that I haven't told you about yet. Just some interesting things to add to this conversation. One of the things is that as he moved along in the process with these women, he actually had them sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, meaning whatever happens in this room stays in this room. Now, how did he get the NDA? Well, it's reported that security for the Houston Texans one of the guys he was tight with, they were friends. Watson had confided in him before all of this came out, and the guy figured, man, this is a big risk. He needs to get them to sign an NDA, and he actually put one in Watson's locker, a blank one. He made copies of it, and he would have these girls sign NDAs. Now, why would you have someone sign an NDA if you weren't planning on doing something wrong, doing something that you wouldn't want to get out? Ask yourself that question. The answer is you wouldn't. If everything was on the up and up, why would you have them sign an NDA? That's one thing. In June of 2022, at one of the spas Watson would frequent, a lady by the name of Dion Lewis, she became a resource for Watson, and she would connect him to multiple women for massages. In a deposition, she actually said she looked out for Watson, sometimes arranging for a security guard when Watson came in, concerned the expensive cars he drove might be a target for robbery. She also got things from him. As a matter of fact, in November of 2020, Watson paid her $5,000 through an app, like Cash App or one of those. Now, she said it was to buy spa equipment, and Lewis told one of her employees in a text, "I told you, I'll show you how to get money from men. That's my specialty." There were even some accusations regarding his lawyer, and I mentioned Mr. Harden earlier in this podcast, but to go into more detail, Harden was a veteran defense attorney whose clients actually included former pitcher Roger Clemens and even evangelist Joel Osteen. He even represented the accounting firm Arthur Anderson in the Enron case. He was big time. Harden had said the women who have accused Watson of sexual misconduct are lying. Of course, you'd expect him to say that, being a defense attorney. But there was a problem. It was reported that he was communicating with the prosecutors in Watson's case, and it was extensive communication between the two sides. See, Harden was a former prosecutor himself. He actually began a regular dialogue with Attorney Stallings, who was the Harris County sex crimes prosecutor handling that Watson investigation. In the 2 months before two different grand juries in Texas heard the criminal charges against Watson, Stallings and Harden met at Harden's office, spoke over the phone 12 times, and exchanged more than 24 text messages. One day, Stallings asked Harden if he could chat. Harden said he was in trial, then asked, "Any problems?" And they spoke over the phone twice that day. Y'all, that is not normal at all. The amount of contact between the prosecutor and the defense is something you should be concerned about. The New York Times did a deep dive into this case, and it has been reported that the actual total of masseuses victimized by Deshaun Watson is over 60 women. This guy has a problem. This guy is still the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns right now in 2024. If that doesn't make you say, "What the fuck?" I don't know what does. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for sharing. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman, your host of Exposed: Scandalous Files of the Elite. Much love.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.